Just not a lot to talk about on the Class 1 level over the last week. It was a rainy week last week. This week is going to be much better on the weather horizon. A lot of sunshine, a lot of temperatures in the 70s. As we make our way over to Gilman City for the Lady Hawks coaches show on this Tuesday on KTTN with head coach Holly Preston. Coach, as you look at the start to the season, we knew North Harrison would be kind of a difficult game, and unfortunately it kind of turned out to be that way. That was a week ago tonight. Did you feel like, despite the final score, did the girls show some good things against the Shamrocks?
We showed some good things, yeah. We had a couple good innings. The first and second inning, we did really well defensively in pitching. It just, after that, the second two innings, it just kind of fell apart.
Is there kind of a mental block that you have to fight through against a team that is that good and the girls know is that good?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely fight it.
What's the, and then we talk all the time. I talk with coaches all the time about, you know, I think coaching is about at least 50% psychology. What are the things that you try to kind of get in the girls' minds so that, you know, they kind of know that they're playing somebody good, but what are the things that you try to instill in them?
You know, we wanted to push them. We did not want it to be over in three innings, and we did accomplish that. We only made it four, which I was leaning more towards five. But we definitely did the first couple innings. You know, it was, you know, 2-0, 3-0. We did really well. And then the third inning, we just had some errors and mentally fell apart, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
Were you able to hit, obviously no runs, were you able to get some contact going against their pitcher?
No, we did not do well hitting. I did have a freshman that put the ball in play every time she came up. It just was right to someone. And they had some good catches in the outfield, the third and fourth inning. We finally started getting a little bit of contact going, but no, we did not have a lot.
Yeah, and after the fact, too, because you'd had a decent start, you had, you know, that entertaining loss to Pattonsburg where the girls got some confidence, you got a 3-1 run victory against Grundy. It's kind of like taking your medicine. You hope that you play well, but after the fact, you know, 18-0 loss, you got to remind the girls, hey, you know, that's North Harrison. They're at a different level than us, and we got a lot of games that you can do very well in the rest of the month.
That's definitely where we're looking, yeah.
So let's take a look at some of those games. You got Tri-County coming up at your place on Thursday, Coach, and they got a nice ball club this year. When you look at them and when you look at you, what are things that you need to do well to compete, get a victory on Thursday?
We need to, our errors need to be minimized. We are making way too many errors, mental and, you know, physical errors that we are making. And that's what we've been really working on in practice, trying to fix those errors as we're not staying down on the ball, just simple things that we can fix.
So often the biggest challenge is you're seeing all the things you want to see in practice, and then it just doesn't go to the field. Are you seeing the good things in practice, so kind of step one is done, now they need to do it on game night?
Yeah, definitely. That's where we're at.
So do you know much about Tri-County? Have you seen them, scouting report, and what's your kind of your thoughts on the matchup?
I do know the freshman pitcher is good, and I haven't heard a lot. I just know that they can hit the ball. And so that's where I'm really trying to tell the girls defensively, we have to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we played them. I know we did not, almost like we did not show up mentally at the HCC tournament against Tri-County last year, but then in conference game played them to a very close 10-9 loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we definitely can play with them. And I definitely think that we need to be on top of our game Thursday night.
So they're nearby. They've always been a rival for Gilman City, maybe at the top of the list of Gilman City's rivals. Does the proximity and knowing them, does that help your girls, or is it something that they have to fight through because they know that Tri-County's pretty good this year?
Well, I think we have a little bit of both. You know, sometimes it goes both ways. I know that three of my girls played with them this year because we didn't have a league in the summer, and they did, and I had three girls go over and play with them. So I think they're going to have to fight through that a little bit, you know, as they come out knowing that they played with them this summer, and, you know, they are kind of trying to help me and say, you know, this girl can do this, and so that is helping, hopefully.
With the three girls that played summer ball, Coach, that has to be, for them, a huge benefit going into the fall, which is where their game is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I'm looking at the schedule, and officially on mission, I know it's coming up this weekend. It's not on the schedule, but I know you're going up to Eagleville because you got the HDC tournament on Saturday. Who do you play, Coach?
We play Mercer.
That'll be an interesting matchup. What was your first reaction when hearing that you were playing the Cardinals, about the challenges of playing them?
You know, I was happy with that. I think that we are very comparable with them. I know last year we played them to two close games, and I really wish we would have got that win. So I really want that win this weekend against them.
In comparing the girls to where they were last year, Coach, we kind of talked about that the first 2 weeks of the season, how you're hoping to really make a move in the win column. It looks like the girls are capable of doing that. Where do you kind of feel like you see the most improvement at this point?
Our batting. This year I feel like our batting is better. Minus the North Harrison game, I've really seen a lot of improvement. You know, last year sometimes our bats weren't there. So this year I feel like we have been hitting every game, and I told them we just got to keep hitting them, keep putting it in play, and good things will happen.
Yeah, and as I look at your schedule, you got a lot of home games coming up. Is that something the girls are looking forward to between the 13th and the 2nd?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Tri-County on the 13th. You got East Harrison on the 20th, Grundy on the 25th, Mercer 27th, Winston the 2nd. What time is that Mercer game on Saturday, Coach?
We play at 9 o'clock.
Bright and early.
Yep.
Early wake-up call on Saturday up at Eagleville.
Let's hope we're awake.
Yeah, exactly. Extra cup of coffee for you. I don't know if the girls do the coffee, but
maybe
a little swing for a little caffeine somewhere. That's head coach Holly Preston of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. They will play Tri-County next up over at Gilman City on Thursday night. Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck against the Mustangs.
Thank you.